expression of rice, sherelin, R-I-C-E. Sherelin is S-H-E-R-E-L-Y-N. Please make a copy of this for Dr. Michael Thompson. I'm sorry. Please make a copy of this for Dr. Lorraine Blair Britt. The previous case was for Michael Thompson. Lorraine Blair Britt, B-R-I-T-T. Date of birth is 7/18/49. Day of visit 1/22/13. Checks of patient returns for evaluation of COPD and reasons for hospitalization for respiratory failure. This patient has severe emphysema, she's oxygen dependent. She also has been on home BiPAP due to severe respiratory distress, and hypercarbia and sleep apnea. Since she was discharged from the hospital, I'm sorry, she was in the hospital for more than 2 weeks with respiratory failure requiring ventilator support, and subsequently she was placed on BiPAP prior to discharge, and was treated with antibiotics, steroids, and bronchodilators. Now she's down to prednisone 20 milligrams a day. Patient has lost some weight, she has mild leg swelling, denies any chest pains, her appetite has improved, she's not running any fevers or chills. There is past history for recurrent exacerbations of bronchitis, history of arthritis and pneumonia, history of smoking for over 35 years. The patient has no significant drug allergies. Medication list also included nebulized albuterol and atropine solution QID, single day, 10 milligrams a day. Citalopram, 20 milligrams daily, expiry by 1 capsule a day. Digoxin, 0.125 daily, and amiodarone, 200 milligrams a day. And theophylline, 300 milligrams BID. The patient's other review assistance negative. Objective is a thinly built middle-aged working male. Anxious and dyspneic, blood pressure 120 by 80, pulse 96, saturation 22, tension 97, weight is 123, saturation 90% on 2 liters. HGN ear non-phallic, throat injected ears non-formation, nasal fluidity matters, neck supple, chest distant death sounds with visas throughout both lung fields. Heart function irregular from the menstrual herd. The abdomen is often benign, no masses. Extremities, no edema. I'm sorry, mild edema, normal reflexes. Next impression, number one, COPD is emphysema, chronic bronchitis, number two is asthma. And number three is depression and anxiety. Next plan, patient will leave diazide one capsule twice weekly for leg edema. Continue to nebulize albuterol solution, QID. Or you have one capsule a day. Refill theophylline 300 BID. Advice coming for follow-up inspection at least 2 months earlier if necessary. Person will also continue the BiPAP at night at 12 over 5 centimeters.